Welcome to Europe, home to the open border Schengen area and the board for our most ambitious country claiming game ever.
We're here outside Victoria Station in London because over the next 6 days, we're going to compete to see which team can visit the most European countries. But right now, it's 6:30 a.m., so we gotta go, go, go!
Camera!
Let's go!
All right, Ben, let's go!
That's why.
We got a plan,
In this game, the goal is simple. The team that controls the most countries at the end of 6 days wins. In play are the 29 countries in the Schengen area, plus these microstates. To claim a country, all we need to do is go there. We can take as many trains, buses, or ferries as we like, and we have a $4,000 budget for flights. Once we've claimed a country, it's ours, but it's still vulnerable to being stolen by the other team. If we want to permanently lock down our ownership of a particular country, we'll have one attempt to complete that country's challenge. These challenges were all written by our colleague Amy, so none of us will know what any of them are until we open that country's envelope and read the challenge. If we complete the challenge successfully, that country is locked and it will remain in our control until the end of the game. But if we fail or choose not to attempt the challenge, the opposing team could attempt to steal it. If they travel to the country and complete its challenge successfully, then they'll steal control and lock it down for the rest of the game. So now, both teams are off to figure out how they're going to get out of London and where they want to head first to start claiming countries.
Okay.
Alrighty. Here's the basic situation. There are three potential opening options.
Three clusters of countries.
One option is that you take the Eurostar and you kind of hit the Benelux area. France, Belgium, Netherlands, Germany, potentially you get Luxembourg in there.
I suspect that they're really going to want to do that.
Tom, wait.
All right. So,
all right.
Eurostar, right? Clearly train. Clearly the train.
I think so. Well, let's check the schedules of the Eurostar.
Second option. You fly to Vienna, and you can pretty quickly get Austria, the Czech Republic, Slovakia, and Hungary.
And this is, you know, we've talked about this option a lot before. They're definitely going to consider that as well.
I mean, the only other thing, as I'm sure they know, would be that there are a lot of countries near Vienna.
Yes. I think there are, like, two really obvious plays.
Yeah.
But there is also a secret third option that has not yet come up in the group playtesting.
No, I don't think they've considered it.
And that is to fly to Zurich, Switzerland, because from there, you can get Switzerland, Austria, Liechtenstein, and in fact, if they take the Eurostar, you can get to Germany before them and steal it right out from under them.
Let's take a look at the tracker, because we can tell if they're going to go for the Eurostar pretty quickly when they leave here.
Yeah.
We have their location. They have our location.
Yeah.
So
we could wait to see what they do. They could make the 8:30 to Vienna, which is currently running 15 minutes late on the flights.
Well, here's actually the interesting thing. That's not showing as bookable anymore.
Oh. Then the obvious play is train.
Yeah. So
let's go.
Should go up to St. Pancras?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Oh, they're moving.
They're moving.
Oh, they're getting on a train. Let's follow them and see what they're doing.
Okay. Stealth mode. You see them?
I don't see them.
No, they've disappeared.
They've disappeared.
They've done a wonderful disappearing act. Okay.
I should introduce myself and like the audience that don't know me. Hi, I'm Tom. I run a podcast called Lateral About Weird Questions, which the three have been on. And I used to do a lot more videos on YouTube than I do now.
Tom is known for having been everywhere.
I'm not Bob Dylan. That's Johnny Cash. It's Johnny Cash.
Train number one of how many do you think, Tom?
Far too many.
I don't think there's any such thing as too many trains.
Okay, yes, it looks like they're going north to St. Pancras, which would mean
just as I suspected.
That they're doing a Eurostar, which means that we should go to Heathrow.
So predictable, boys.
We want to get that flight to Zurich. We got to go now.
How do we get there?
District line, Benjamin.
Oh, then we shall. Then we shall get on the district line.
District line, I think this is us.
We're getting on the tube.
It was the gap between the train and the platform.
right, let's go. Yeah, this way. Got a British train trivia.
I know all the trivia, Tom.
Mm-hmm. How many international stations are there in the UK?
There's this.
Yep.
Ashford International.
Yep.
I think Ebbsfleet is one. And you're probably going to try to trick question me with Dover.
How many of those have international service? One. Just this one.
Well, there's the Le Shuttle.
Nope, not an international station.
But you go.
There are loads of stations with international in the name, and only one of them is actually international.
But you have international service at that one.
Welcome to St. Pancras.
I think you're changing the subject, Tom.
Okay, Ben, we just got service. I can confirm that they are at St. Pancras. This also means that they know where we are. They are going to now know that we're headed to Heathrow.
It'll be interesting to see if they can figure out that we're going to scoop them.
Yeah.
In German. I don't know.
Okay.
All right. Well,
those are our choices. So we have to take 801 to Paris nonstop, 901 to Lille or Brussels. I do not like Paris as an option.
Yeah, no, definitely. Because the thing is, from Brussels, you can get pretty quickly to Germany, to the Netherlands,
Luxembourg,
to back to France if we wanted to.
Yeah.
So we're in a great region.
That's a good point. We can go back to France from Brussels if you want to have. I think we want to take the 901 to Brussels because we can pass through France, claim the country. We won't lock it. We can claim it and claim Brussels. And if we need to, if it looks like there might be a threat that someone's going to take France away from us, we can go back there.
Just real quick, something Tom and I forgot to mention here. Well, the train to Brussels does stop in Lille, France, allowing us to theoretically get out and attempt the challenge to lock France. There's not a train today from Lille to Brussels until 1:30, meaning we'd lose several hours just waiting around in Lille. That's why we're planning to stay on the train through Lille and get off in Belgium, claiming France, but not locking it.
Any challenge to France would not be for days.
Yeah.
So it'd be safe to not lock it immediately. So I think I like the plan of going to Brussels, even though it wastes us, an hour and a half.
Yeah, but they're going to be wasting your time at airport security and check-in.
Let's check the tracker.
Yeah.
Flight leaves in 62 minutes.
Yep, flight leaves in an hour.
All right. We got it.
The old travelator's broken. But we got two freaking travelators extending from our torsos.
That's so true.
The lads are at Heathrow.
All right.
I realize you call them, other than the lads, but I'm British, so I'm calling them the lads.
Okay. You can call them what you want.
I've got some ideas. They're at Terminal 2, which is Austrian Airlines. Okay. So I guess they're going to Vienna?
Everything fits. I don't know why they do anything but that. So
they're going to Vienna.
Yeah.
They're going to Vienna, which means good news. We don't have to worry about them interfering with our plans today.
God damn.
I know. Okay, well, we've burned about 10 minutes just getting to the terminal.
As long as the security's not that bad, we should be fine. Security's that way.
Fast track. Look how luxurious.
We are fast tracking. Hopefully we don't need that $30 later.
All right. Carriage 1, seat 68. Tom, do you know why the Eurostars are so long?
I don't know why the Eurostars are so long. Oh, because any train in the Channel Tunnel needs to be able to split into two and hold all the time. Thank you.
That would have been bad.
That would have been bad.
Yes, you're right. It's the Channel Tunnel.
Yeah, they have to be able to evacuate all the passengers in either half of the train.
And that's a big reason why it's been so hard for other train companies to start service.
No problem.
We nailed it. We did get randomly selected, so truly, everything that could have gone wrong did go wrong, but...
Well, I tell you one thing, Ben. They definitely did not take the 801 to Paris.
It's very curious. I really thought if they were going to take the train, they were going to take the earlier one.
I mean, maybe they aren't going to stop and do challenges. Maybe they're just going to go straight through to Brussels.
Yes, we'll see, but we know where we're going.
Zurich. Baby,
off we
it's
go.
Zurich time.
So,
I mean, we've got a lock and we know where they are.
Yeah.
And we know what gate they're at.
Certainly looks like the right one for the live location of the London to Vienna flight.
Yeah.
So I think we can consider that confirmed.
Right. Which means they're not going to bother us today.
Yes. Is that it?
That is the tunnel.
Goodbye, Britain.
We're on our way.
Tong now thinks we're leaving the tunnel.
Let's see.
Oh, nailed it.
Thank you. I'll take that.
Wait, we can text them.
Oh, we can text them, yes.
We're in the lead, Tong.
France claimed. Okay, that is 1-0. We have the psychological advantage.
And we're about to get to 2-0 before the bay.
Yes.
That's our country.
But we haven't locked France.
We've not locked France.
We're not going to right now.
Yeah, certainly not now. We have not going to get off it.
No. I hate that we are going through so many countries without locking them. We don't need to right now. They're not on our tail. They're off. Sort themselves out in Vienna.
Hello. Guten Tag.
So we're about 20 minutes from landing. Slight wrinkle.
We've been looking at our options to Germany.
We realized that if they decide to go straight to Germany.
If they skip the France challenge, leave France vulnerable.
And they skip the Belgium challenge.
And they skip the Belgium challenge.
They could beat us there by about 15 minutes. We don't have service right now, so...
We don't know what they're doing.
We will know what they've done when we land.
Yeah, we'll see.
Oh, there we go.
Oh.
There's Belgium.
That is Belgium.
Country number two. Text them.
Belgium claimed 2-0.
So the question is now, what next?
We want to at least tick off Germany.
And the Netherlands.
I don't think we're going to make it to Luxembourg. There's a good way to make it to Luxembourg.
No, because the train down to there takes like 3 hours.
Yeah.
I know it's geographically close. But there is a high-speed line from Brussels into Germany that goes through... Aachen, and then from there, we can take a relatively short train to Maastricht, Netherlands.
Right.
Once we're in like Aachen and Maastricht and Liège, that area, we're about equidistant between Brussels and Dusseldorf and Cologne Airport. Like, it's kind of like an hour and a bit in either direction. But the thing is, no matter where we want to go tomorrow, there's a thing that seems to basically always happen, where there are morning flights and evening flights.
And there aren't midday flights, because the commuters go morning and evening.
Yeah, the thing that we need to think about is what is more worth it? Is it locking countries today or getting on those flights that we want tomorrow morning? Mm-hmm. Honestly, I think it is unlikely that we will be able to lock Germany, Netherlands, and Belgium and get back by the end of the day.
I agree, but I think we need to lock as many as we can.
Yes.
All right, Ben, a lot of stuff going on, but we got to get off the plane first.
Don't I have news?
I don't like this. You've got an ominous voice and you're filming. I don't like this at all.
They're not in Vienna.
They're not in Vienna?
Where'd they go? They checked the gate.
Zurich. It was like, there was also a Zurich flight leaving, like right next to them at the same time.
Why Zurich?
That is certainly interesting. They might be about to make a run for Germany.
Oh, we thought they weren't going to interfere with us. Okay.
I feel like their strategy here. If I'm first, it's
yeah.
They can get to Basel relatively quickly, so maybe they'll go to Basel.
Oh, that would make sense.
But
that would absolutely make sense.
Yeah, because then they can challenge France.
Oh,
which, look,
that's annoyingly good.
Yeah.
They can challenge France, they claim Germany and try it, and they've got Switzerland. And they've got a very easy run to Vienna tomorrow, haven't they?
Keep in mind, Liechtenstein.
I had forgotten Liechtenstein.
Here's the thing that this brings up, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to fly to Vienna first thing tomorrow?
Oh, we could.
Bye.
All right, Adam.
Welcome to Switzerland.
All right, Switzerland is now claimed.
Claimed.
Not locked, but claimed.
All right, lots going on.
We are entering the Schengen zone.
Here's the situation. They have figured out what we are doing, and they are making a beeline for Germany.
They certainly are.
I think that means that they can beat us there by, like, 15 minutes.
Yeah, depending on how quickly we get out of here, though.
Yeah?
They're on the train in 6 minutes, which they're not going to, I don't think.
No, there's no way they're off the plane this early.
They would get there 1:28, we're going to get there 1:36.
So we're fast with the challenge.
This is assuming they're going to Basel.
Yeah.
If they beeline to Germany, there might be a faster route there. I don't look that much, but Germany is not certain.
So we still run for Germany fast as we can?
I think so, yeah.
All right. Okay. It's less mind the gap and more mind the gaping abyss. All right, let's go.
Welcome to Brussels, Dom. We want to make a train in 20 minutes.
Right.
That'll get us super fast to Germany.
You think we can beat them to Germany?
Maybe.
If they're going that way. Maybe they're not going that way. Maybe they're going to pull a challenge card in Switzerland and see what we do.
Well, I looked at the train to Basel.
Yep.
And if they're going to Basel, we can beat them, I think. But there might be a route. Zurich Airport is not far from the German border. It's possible that there's another route, even like on buses, maybe that could take them over the border.
Yeah.
But it would require them to take a less advantageous route in order to have a higher chance of competing with us.
Which is not a good strategy.
Maybe it is. I don't know. Depends on risk.
But that doesn't change what we need to do, which is we need to just get to Germany as quickly as possible.
Yeah, we're going to Germany regardless.
All right. I guess we've just got to hope that their immigration at Zurich Airport is slow, but it's Zurich Airport.
Yeah,
it's not going to be.
Swiss efficiency.
Yeah.
Well, good news. We made it through customs in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, but 12:06 was the train we needed to make, and it's 12:09.
Yeah, I'm not sure that it actually opens up any options, but we're gonna hurry and see. The name of the game right now is just, can we beat them to Germany?
We'll do the challenge here later. You're not worried about that.
Yeah.
There's got to be a way to do this, man.
Platform 3. Liege? That one.
Yeah.
Right.
Sam, are you boarding yet?
Sam, this is a Deutsche Bahn train. I have watched jet lag. I know how slow, how inefficient Deutsche Bahn has been for you in the past.
Zugfahrt aus Rosemi.
No.
Zugfahrt aus.
I know what that means.
They're all delayed. None of this makes any sense. None of this makes any sense.
The train is delayed for 45 minutes.
We're going to blame this one on our good friend, Deutsche Bahn. It's here. We're
it's
good.
Here.
It's perfect weather outside.
Yeah, it's windy out there. You know, it's the kind of weather that, that trains in Germany absolutely love to plow through. Let's see where they are.
Yeah. I mean, they're probably doing the whole thing right now about, like, how fast do we need to get to Germany?
Yeah.
If they have a route and they consider it to be worth it, they're going to take it.
Yeah.
Ooh, what's this? Oh, Ben.
Yeah.
This is that.
What?
If we get on this 12:19 train, that's our ticket.
When does that get us into Germany?
It gets us through Germany like 20 minutes before them, but we would be passing through.
To declare. Adam, where are you going?
It gets us through Germany way faster than them, and then we would double back, but I think we would even still be able to start the challenge before them.
I'm looking into their route options to Germany,
mm-hmm.
and I'm feeling cautiously optimistic.
Okay.
That we will at least be the first ones
to cross the border.
It's tight.
I think we're gonna make it.
Okay.
And this all obviously assumes that they are headed to Germany, but I have to believe that they are.
They will. They're gonna know we're going to Germany, because like,
yeah.
Why would we not go to Germany?
Yeah, obviously.
And I know this is the kind of thing that tempts fate, but like, I don't think they have a route from Zurich Hofbahnhof into Germany quicker than us at this point.
What's it looking like?
Sorry, they're on the move.
Okay.
They're on the move, and I can't tell where, but I think it's Aachen. I think that they're doing what we think.
Okay.
Well, okay, we need to get to platform.
They're going to Aachen. We've got to go to Schaffhausen. You know the saying. Adam, I have bad news.
What's that?
It's a German train.
Well, this is never a good sign. Is this first class? This one is for children. Okay. There's no one in the one for children.
I don't want to go in the car that's for children.
Cut down.
This was supposed to be so easy. We were just going to go, and we were going to swoop up and get Germany, and they were going to be none the wiser.
Oh, man.
Oh, okay. And the German train has left exactly on time. Okay, it's just one stop.
Okay.
I don't know if they're going to see this move coming. I think that they think that they scooped our scoop, but we have re-scooped.
We did a re-scoop, and that's actually key.
This game is all about scooping and re-scooping.
It's mostly a game about scoops.
So, based on the tracker, they're both still in Zurich Station, and the train... Now they're moving out, but that's 3 minutes later than the train to Basel.
So, okay, what train are they on?
I don't know.
Okay, so here's the deal. So this train is going to cut through Germany pretty early, so we'll definitely be in Germany first, which means that we'll have claimed it. Not locked it, but claimed it.
Yes.
But we can't get off the train in Germany because there's no stop there.
Yeah, so it'll actually go back into Switzerland and stop there. So we're going to have to ride it one more stop up into Germany.
Into Singen.
Yeah. And then we can get off there and do the challenge.
You want some intel?
Yeah.
Not going to Basel.
Oh.
Their train has turned north.
North.
Which?
Well,
that could be a train towards Germany.
Okay. Because the borders get weird around there, right?
Yeah. And I honestly, I don't know, because I didn't have enough time to look at all the options. I don't know whether they can beat us.
Okay.
We're getting close.
Yep.
Sounds like you've got news.
I might have news. I found a train line that would beat us
okay.
to Germany.
All right.
And it matches with the route that they're on. And it matches with the departure time. So I think they've got Germany.
Okay. Here's the thing. They might still fail the challenge. Germany might still be open for later.
Benjamin, I'm thrilled to welcome you to the wonderful country of Germany.
Excellent. Let's inform them.
Oh,
it feels so good to be in Germany.
They're not going to like that.
Mm. Oh. Okay. Here's the question, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Do we continue on to Pocket?
I feel the correct strategy is I would rather lock down Belgium and Netherlands and have a chance of solidly getting that.
Yeah.
Rather than taking a punt on doing a challenge, wasting time on the challenge, and still being...
I think I agree.
That's going to suck.
Yeah, I agree.
I think we run. I don't think it's worth...
As in we get off in Liège.
Yeah.
I think I agree, because I really want to take one of those morning flights tomorrow, and therefore, like, inevitably, one of the three countries here, we're just going to have to claim but not lock.
Just real quick, part of why we're under such a time crunch here is that the game day ends at 5:30 p.m., then we will restart at 7:30 a.m. the next day. That means if we want to make a flight first thing in the morning, we need to end our day near an airport.
So that should be Germany.
So
we've got competition for it.
Yeah, if they're getting Germany, we should just let them have Germany.
Yes.
And invest our time in the places that are not a 50-50 shot, where
because
we can at least be first one there.
Ben, it's bundling up time.
Well, let's bundle up.
It's simply time to bundle.
Belgium. The minute we open that, things start to happen. High speed. This is it. Right. We have just opened. Right. Okay, yes. Go. Whoa. Right, come on, let's go.
Lovely. Look, the stairs are right there. This is perfect. So,
okay, excellent. Yeah, pull it.
Oh, here we go. We're getting started.
Right.
Play waffle pong.
Play waffle pong. Belgium is known for their waffles. Get a waffle in one container or package of a food that comes in pieces that would fit in the waffle's holes. Think M&Ms, gummy bears, peas, that kind of thing. Place the waffle 6 feet or 2 meters away from you. You must land a small food in each of the waffle's complete holes to win. You may only throw each unit of small food once. If you run out of small food and have not filled the waffle, you fail. Regardless, you must eat the waffle and anything you caught in it at the end of the challenge.
Regardless, you must eat the waffle and anything you caught. Let's go get a waffle. Come on. Right.
Okay, so we need a waffle with a few holes.
We need a convenience store that has small, cheap
waffles.
There's a Carrefour. Let's go.
Oh, Tom's going pretty fast.
All right,
buddy. We're in Germany. Welcome to Germany. Let's get to an open spot and let's open up the steam challenge. I'm scared, Ben.
I'm scared too. Look how cute.
Pretty cute. Let's go set it up and let's kick it, buddy.
Yep. It's time to open the Germany challenge and see what it is. Eat a food in its namesake place.
Eat a food in its namesake place. Tons of foods are named after German places. Hamburgers, Frankfurters, and Pilsners, to name a few. To complete this challenge, you must eat a food in the geographic area from which it derives its name. You have 30 minutes after you enter a geographic area to take a bite of its titular food. You may only attempt once. If you are currently in a geographic area with a food named after it, your 30 minutes starts when you realize that.
Oh, dear.
We may not be.
This could be a problem.
Let's find out.
I'm actually pretty worried about this.
Are they still heading towards Aachen or are they stopped?
It's hard to tell. I think that either they got out or their train is delayed.
Bakery. Tiny waffles.
These are technically waffles.
No, no, that.
See, those holes are they're a little tight.
Yes, okay.
We want deep, large holes, I think.
You made your own jokes.
Food named after Singen.
Maybe we should just, like, look around and we see if we see anything named after Singen.
Oh, no. I don't.
This is not good. This is not good.
Look, this one only has 1, 2, 3, 4, and they're deeper.
Okay, that waffle. Now we need tiny food things to throw into it.
So,
oh, well, that is a single cone of pick and mix.
It's true that that's a container. Yeah, okay. I think that's fair, that this is a container.
Yes. Let's do it.
Like, let's just, like, look in the convenience store and see. No.
Wait. Black Forest cake. Black Forest region. We can get into the Black Forest region if we get on that train.
If we get on the train to Basel?
Yeah. I think.
I still don't know if we're going to be able to do that in 30 minutes. But we can try.
All right, let's go.
I think let's go under the cover.
Yeah, yeah. Agreed, because the rain may have stopped the nail, but...
Step one, we got to find the waffle with the fewest holes.
That's a four-hole waffle.
See if we can beat four.
That's a two-hole waffle!
Really?
That is a two-hole... There are only... Is that one a hole? That's not a hole.
No, it's not complete.
That's not a hole. That's a two-hole waffle.
I mean,
we're not going to beat that.
Physics, we can't beat that.
All right. Right, I'm going to go one at a time, try and get my iron. Oh, come on! Hit the waffle on the first attempt. And the second. Whoa. This is more difficult than we hoped.
So we need to eat Black Forest cake in the Black Forest region. This goes into the Black Forest region?
It should, based on what I saw. And if it doesn't, we want to get on it anyway.
Right, because it goes to Basel.
Oh, come on. Hold on. Why do we not have a backboard?
I don't know.
Sam, put it against the wall.
Okay.
Put it against the... Why are we not putting it against the wall? Get out of there, pigeon.
Cross.
Oh!
That was close.
Oh, that rolled up it! Oh, come on, you son of a... Oh... This is infuriating. Yes!
All right.
Yes!
All right.
Come on. All right, you've got your iron.
Lock in.
Yeah! No!
No, it's the
wrong
one.
Hole. It's the wrong hole.
It's the wrong
hole. It's not even a real hole. It has been 15 minutes.
No.
Did you just...
Okay, so now we need to make a plan for exactly how we're going to get cake once we get there.
I'm going through this supermarket's website, which is all in German, but I found a category for Torten.
Okay, we need Schwarzwalder Kirschtorte. I'm trying to figure out which part of that word means which thing.
Can we assemble a wall of waffle?
Doesn't say we can't.
Yeah, it's the other hole. Okay, well, at least it's definitely possible. It bounced off the waffle wall and went in. The strategy works. Not the right hole.
We got another hole.
Oh, come on, Sam, you're so close.
Come on.
No.
Okay, well, we have a knock-in.
We have a knock-in. We have a knock-in.
Knock-in potential.
We have a knock-in.
Surely, Tom. Come on.
Oh, you've got two in the wrong hole. That sounds weird.
According to this, they are still at that station.
Tingen. Okay, I've got it.
They're either stuck there or some. I don't know what they're doing.
No! Keep going. We can knock that in. No!
Come on! At this point, this is absurd.
Yeah, how? That's the game!
Let's call them.
We've got to eat the waffle.
No, well, let's call them as we eat it.
I think that they just clicked Belgium.
Blocked Belgium?
I think they just locked Belgium. Yes.
Hey, look, Tom's eating a delicious little snack because we've just completed waffle pong. We have successfully thrown little candies into the waffle holes.
That's fun.
As soon as this goes down, my gullet hole, in about a minute, we will have locked the great country of Belgium.
Look at his gullet hole. His gullet hole is winning a
surprise. Congratulations.
Congratulations on what's happening with your gullet hole.
It's very impressive.
We're very impressed by it.
Good timing, actually.
You start cleaning up the violets. I'm going to try and get this down my throat. These taste awful.
The little purple things?
Mm-hmm.
Explains why there were so many of them left.
There we go. Belgium locked.
Oh, that was a crisp high five, Tom. First locked country.
Mm-hmm.
How does that feel, Ben and Adam?
I'm a little bit annoyed that they claimed Belgium, but I'm glad, obviously, that they decided to do the challenge in Belgium, slowing down their ability to get to Germany, because now I think we can complete this challenge.
And we're already on our way back towards France.
I don't think that they realized that if they had just gone to Aachen, they would have been able to beat us at the challenge.
Yeah. Probably.
Probably. Because Aachen has that pastry that's named after it.
Yeah.
Jet lag is an ethical travel show, and therefore we clean up our trash.
Do you want something to sweep with? There's got to be something to sweep with.
I think it's fine.
Sorry.
Oh, my God.
Got a request for you, Sam.
Yes.
Whatever we just spent on pick and mix and waffles, will Jet Lag give that to like a food bank or a charity or something in Belgium?
Yeah.
All right. Then I don't feel too bad about wasting some very cheap, terrible food.
Yeah. Look, we're taking this out of the supply chain for children, right? that's our ethics for the day.
Maastricht 208?
Yep.
Okay, so let's say that's an average challenge. That took us how long?
About 45 minutes.
About 45 minutes, okay.
In Maastricht, if we want to get back to either Brussels or Cologne, by the end of the day, we're not going to have 45 minutes.
How long do we have?
I think about 30. 30 to 40, depending on whether we go to Brussels or Cologne.
I am furious with myself for missing the camera shot of me choking that waffle of those violets down.
There'll be many missed camera shots. So, just gonna say a thing, Tom. This train does go to Aachen via the Netherlands.
Yes, it does.
Just to say that an option is to auto-clean the Netherlands and just stay on this train and go to Germany.
They have to call us if they fail the challenge as well, right?
Yeah. So I think the only scenario we maybe want to consider that is if they do fail.
Yes.
That looks like Blend Forest cake. That's got to be Blend Forest cake.
What bakery are you looking at?
Beckert Conditore.
Yeah, that does look like potentially it.
My worry is, like, what if it's closed and they just didn't update it because of the epiphany?
Right. Yeah, a bunch of stuff seems to be closed today in Germany. So
we might be screwed.
So So we have entered the Black Forest region. We just nicked it about 45 seconds ago.
Okay.
So,
got a half an hour to find this cake and eat it too.
We'll get off at the next stop, which is only in a few minutes. We'll have like 25 minutes to try to find this cake and eat it.
Well, the thing that we need to figure out now, and this is a much bigger decision, is where are we going tomorrow morning?
Yeah.
We're going to Copenhagen. We're going to Nice. We're going to Vienna. And the real decision, if we want to go to Vienna, we want to go to Cologne tonight. If we want to go to Nice or Copenhagen, we want to go to Brussels. The thing is, if we knew that they were not going to Vienna,
would we go?
I think the answer would be a yes. It would be silly not to, because we can get three, maybe four countries. The thing is,
we don't want to have a fight on our hands.
But here's the thing. If we do have a fight, it's because they haven't gone to Liechtenstein and Austria.
And there isn't anywhere else on the map where we can go and get that much stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Starting to look Dutch.
I was just thinking that.
Long, skinny houses.
Yep.
Oh, yep, that's us.
Are we past the border?
Yep. Welcome to the Netherlands.
Welcome to the Netherlands. Three, two, with the country locked.
Let's get some cake. Okay, you know where the bakery is?
They've claimed the Netherlands, Ben.
Claimed the Netherlands, okay.
Good for you guys.
Figured as much.
Be interesting to see if they can lock it, I suppose. Yeah, so the bakery is right next to the train station. If it's not open, then we start to panic.
Great, sounds like a good plan.
All right, Ben, we've got 24 and a half minutes to get this cake. Why don't we get to the other side?
I believe that's it.
That's it. It looks open, potentially.
It looks... the lights are on.
Oh, there's somebody in there.
Okay, good. Good, good, good. Okay, they're open. Let's just hope they've got Black Forest.
Hi. Oh. Uh-oh.
Doesn't look like it.
Do you have Black Forest cake? Yeah, this?
No.
No. Okay. No. Okay, that's really bad.
Okay. Plan part two, panic.
So, to get to Cologne by the end of the day,
mm-hmm.
we need to leave Maastricht at 3:23.
All right, what time do we get into Maastricht? 2:43. That's 40 minutes on the nose.
We have a shot.
So we have exactly 40 minutes in Maastricht to try the Netherlands challenge.
Yeah.
Let's do it. You're going to be really annoyed if this involves eating something.
Is there anything else open?
I'm looking. Okay, there's a different bakery this way.
There's also a restaurant open called I Love Burger.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to do it. Super closed. Super duper closed. Okay, we should see if there's anything like in the convenience store, Ben.
At the train station?
At the train station. It's not over yet. It's not over yet. We still have 19 minutes.
Okay.
Nope, it's closed. Closed. Oh, okay. Man. Okay. What about in here? I don't think so.
Rather sparse offerings here.
Okay, we need to do some research. Maybe something else at that bakery is named after the region. You never know. Black Forest ham? Is there any chance that we could get Black Forest ham somewhere?
There's a butcher shop, but it's closed.
I see a butcher shop that's open. It also looks like it might have... Let's just start walking here.
Okay, okay.
Because this is towards the other stuff anyway.
Okay. Let's go.
All right. All
40 minutes until our train goes.
Welcome.
Build Jason his dream bouquet.
Build Jason his dream bouquet. The Netherlands are known for many things. It's not just bikes. Indeed, the Netherlands are the flower shop of the world, so please assemble the bouquet of Jason from Not Just Bikes' dreams to his precise specifications. Complete and send Jason a picture of your bouquet within 30 minutes, or you fail this challenge. Your time starts the next time you touch a flower. You may not do any research, flower acquisition, or assembly until then.
Jason's specifications are on our phones.
I mean,
so our time starts when we touch a flower, but it doesn't matter because we've got to be out here in 40 minutes anyway, right?
Yeah, so are you getting his bouquet specifications?
Yeah, I'm getting those now.
Surely they're orange.
You would think so?
Wow, that's a fancy website.
Yeah, well done, Amy. Oh, God, it's a video.
Oh, God.
All right, so the minute we have to touch a flower to start this. Are any of these fruits technically botanical flowers?
They're flowers.
Those are fruits. Those are not flowers.
No, nope, flowers.
Oh, there's flowers here. All right.
But they're pre-made bouquets.
You ready? 30 minutes starts now.
Welcome in Nederland. Thanks for helping me
out
here.
Out for this.
I've always wanted a flower bouquet with at least 6 carnations in 3 different colors, 2 orange gerberas, a Christmas rose, and an alstroemeria, and all filled out with some mimosa. And while I could make this myself, I'd much rather that you did it. Good luck.
We need to find a flower shop. Simple as that. We need to find a flower shop.
You look for a shop. I'll try to look for these.
Hopefully, we can just give those to a florist. Blomen and Planten. That way. Let's go.
Okay. How far is it, Tom?
Not far at all. Hang on. Sorry. The compass was off by 90 degrees.
All right. We're 2 minutes away, so there's a shot. Ooh, what's this? It's an ice cream place. It looks like it has some kind of cake.
That is cake. Is that Black Forest cake?
Those are cherries.
That's Black Forest cake.
That's Black Forest cake?
Yeah.
Okay. We need to get that. One of these? No. Yes.
Yes.
Right. That's definitely Black Forest cake.
110%. Adam, I know my cakes. You gotta get it to the Black Forest, though. Here, do you have a credit card on you? Mine are, like, buried in my backpack.
Yeah.
Cash?
Oh, no.
Shoot. Okay, let's see.
Where can we get German money? Okay, it says there's an ATM really close by, but it might be in a place that's closed. Yeah, it's inside one of these buildings.
Oh, that is not a... We'll see. I don't see any other florists or anything around here. There are no other florists in this town.
Oh, well,
this is our only hope.
Let's see what we can get here, and then...
All right. Do you want to put the camera down just to...
Yeah, I'll speak over.
Hello. Do you speak English?
Yes, right. Ah,
we have instructions for a bouquet. We are doing a game, and we have to find a bouquet like that.
Not everything. I have only the orange gerbera.
Uh-huh.
The dressed rose is finished.
Ah.
Alstroemeria, I don't have that.
Okay.
Now and not anymore. And mimosa is not from this time.
All right. We've been given a tough challenge, I think.
Christmas rose, that's just seasonal.
Christmas, yeah.
So okay. Nowhere we'll have it.
Yeah, that's over from the Christmas time.
Mm, right.
It's finished. Ah. Mimosa is only 1 month a year.
Right.
I mean, let's get what we can.
Only this?
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, let's get what we can.
Oh, wonderful. All together?
Yeah.
Oh, like this?
That will do.
Thank you. Do you take debit card?
We have a card.
Money order service. It says it's open.
This?
Yeah, this. Yeah. Here we go. Yep. Here we go. Here we go. We still got 9 minutes, Ben. They're having trouble with our change. Okay, start looking up how we can get
I'm trying to figure out. I have no service.
I understand. I understand. I'm working on it. I'm working on it, too. Yeah, we can just go straight across. Like, 5 minutes.
Okay.
Danke. Guten Tag. Let's kick it.
All right.
Okay. So, yeah, it's this way. Technically, we're just outside of the Black Forest region right now. Actually, might be closer than I want it to be. It's going to be tight, actually. It's going to be very tight. Here's the deal. We got 5.5 minutes, and we have to get up to here. Is your knee okay?
No.
Okay.
We'll be so much.
Okay.
It was okay.
Oh, good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Val.
Here's the thing.
Yep.
If we can get Christmas Rose.
Yep.
They
can't get Christmas Rose. Ben, Adam, if you somehow come to the Netherlands and you are able to find plants that are not in season from an actual florist,
yeah.
Honestly, they kind of deserve that at that point.
Well, at the very least, the one thing that I almost sort of like about this is that they don't know why this is failable.
Yes. Yeah, they don't.
So they might be coaxed to come to the Netherlands with something that it sounds like it's not impossible. Like some flower shops might still have Christmas Rose.
Yeah.
But it's for Christmas.
Yeah.
And it's now not Christmas.
Oh. Well, here's the thing. We have time. Please send this to Not Just Bikes for his approval. The instruction was to send it, was to text it him for his approval. That's in the challenge.
All right. Just up there. Ben, take the cake, take the cake, take the cake.
Give me the cake,
take the cake, eat the cake. There we go. With 2 minutes and 15 seconds to spare.
Jubilee. Act.
Wow.
Sam and Tom, you thought you could get Germany today? Wrong. Wrong.
Pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Let's call him.
Shout out Black Forest.
I've lost my challenge card. Hang on, where'd it go?
I'm getting a call.
Oh, wait.
Wait, hide the.
Hello.
Hello.
Gentlemen, we're thrilled to announce that we have locked the wonderful country of Germany by eating this delicious Black Forest cake in the Black Forest region.
Felicitaciones.
Good luck with the Netherlands.
Oh, we're Jay chilling.
Thank you, Val.
Bye.
Bye.
Let's go steal France.
Yep.
We're failing the challenge.
Might as well.
But let's at least send him a message. Should we let him know?
I suppose. I mean, do we want to double check that Albert Heijn that had some flowers?
Let's double check it.
Just for the sake of...
Yeah.
Okay, Tom, this is our decision point. Theoretically, we could take a train back to Brussels right now.
Right.
The thing is, from Brussels, the flights to Vienna are much more expensive.
Let's do Cologne. That's...
Yeah.
Yeah, we're good.
So, I mean, the thing is, they will be able to see that the cheapest flight to Vienna is from Cologne. Maybe they figure it out from that. I don't know.
Yeah.
And even if they do, I don't know if it's the end of the world.
You know what? Why don't we leave it to them? They get to choose whether they want the fight or not.
Yeah.
Right now, what are we scoring?
Tom.
We're scoring three.
Yeah.
We're scoring three with one locked.
Yeah.
They're on two with one locked.
Yeah.
No.
We're the alphas.
Then, firstly, I hate that. But second, let's bring the fight to them.
You don't like exuding alpha male energy, Tom?
I don't have a response to that that's printable.
Wow. That's crazy that it was that close.
So I like to keep things exciting here. Good news is we are close to Basel.
Yeah, yeah.
And Basel is close to France.
Yeah, so what we need to do now is figure out, like, you know, we know how to get to Basel easily. How can we get from Basel actually over the French border so that we can go ahead and try to steal France? The key thing is, this France deal is going to be what determines if the day went better for us or went better for them.
Okay, but here's the good news, Sam.
Yes.
We don't have to go to Germany.
But I think we are going to Germany.
We are. But we have no stress now about whether we're going to manage to to get to Cologne in time to do a challenge?
Well, or yes, anything like with the small exception of we have to take Deutschbahn to get there, but...
Okay, yes, fair. But assuming, perhaps optimistically, that Deutschbahn works...
I don't know if you want me to say this, but this route to Cologne does involve a 6-minute connection.
Oh, now you tell me.
But the good news
on Deutschbahn?
If we miss that connection, we're not fully screwed. It just becomes close for comfort.
All right. We know we've almost certainly failed the challenge, but do you want to check the Albert Heijn? I'll take the flowers.
You might as well, yeah.
You've got the list.
Okay.
Go on in. I'll see you in a minute.
I'll take this.
Yep.
Okay, I'm looking for one of these guys.
Yeah. Hi.
Definitely not.
With flowers.
No doubt.
Long story.
Can I get a picture?
Sure.
Can you take a picture?
Yeah. But in about a minute's time, someone's going to come out and I've got to be on camera very quick. In fact, excuse me, I have to be on camera right now. Sorry about that.
No good.
No good?
No good. No Christmas roses.
No good. All right. Well, that's the game. We are playing a game, and we had to go and get some flowers. And unfortunately, we have failed the challenge. Would you like some flowers?
Yes.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. There you go.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
All right, we got a dash. Have a good day. All right, so bad news. Challenge failed. Comprehensively, there is not another florist within half an hour. Cannot be done.
At least according to that florist, who seemed very trustworthy.
And was also the only one open in Maastricht. Yeah. So that's the bad news. The good news is we think the challenge is actually impossible. I don't think it matters that we failed this. What matters is...
It could even be good if they come to the Netherlands and attempt this and waste all that time and...
Yeah. Let's give them a call. Let's give them a call.
But here's the thing, Tom. We got to look really disappointed.
Yes.
I know that we're not that disappointing,
yep.
but like...
Yep.
We got to act.
Oh, they're calling. Gentlemen?
Hello.
Gentlemen. Lads.
Netherlands is... failed.
Ooh.
We did not succeed at the Dutch challenge, but we still have the country. It is still on the board for us.
Yes, for now. Thank you.
Anyway.
For this very interesting update,
very
gentlemen.
Very interesting update.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Sam. Goodbye, Tom.
Well, unsurprisingly, they looked delighted.
The die is cast.
They're gonna go for it.
They're absolutely gonna go for it.
Oh, maybe.
That could dictate how we play tomorrow.
Actually, my immediate thought is we shouldn't try to deal with the Netherlands because it's going to be annoying to get there from where we are. And now that they failed it, they can never reattempt. So for the next 5 days, the Netherlands is sitting there waiting to be stolen. And I think that if there's a day where we don't have another good option, there are frequent flights to Amsterdam, and we just go and we grab it. That's my take.
No, I agree. We don't need to steal it right away. We do want to try and steal it eventually, but the map is still very open.
Right. And I really want to make sure we get Austria before they get there. I will say that we're on Deutschbahn now, which would explain why this train is late.
And why there are random explosions.
Yeah. Our train comes in 3 minutes.
Okay. Well, you also think it's worth remembering that, like, them failing the Netherlands challenge suggests that the Netherlands challenge...
difficult.
Maybe.
Yeah. But they seemed so bummed about it that it kind of makes me think that they just biffed it.
Yeah.
Good luck. Should we get a train?
Let's get the train.
All right.
Check the platform.
Oh, yeah. Which platform? We need to go to...
So oh, don't tell me it's the Aachen one. Oh, it's going to be the Aachen one. It's going to be It is the Aachen one.
Cancelled due to limited rolling stock.
If we win.
How else are we getting to Aachen in time?
I don't...
The next one's cancelled as well.
Wait. Do we... Wait, we have time to get on the train to Brussels.
Then get on the train to Brussels.
But then we'll have to spend a load to get that flight to Vienna. I'm sorry.
We have to go to Brussels. It's the only option.
I guess.
It's literally the only option.
If it's the next one, too.
Yeah. Where?
I think it's the Liège one. Let me double check. I'm not even certain that the connections will work right, but I'll
well, can you see any other way to go?
No, I mean, Liège is the right answer because I'm on a high-speed line.
Yeah. There's our train on the left. Back the way we came, then?
I suppose. I need to research whether there is a connection.
Well, what if there isn't? Cool. Cool, cool, cool.
I want to start out by saying, can we curse in ad reads? Yes, I think we can.
Deutschbahn.
Whoa!
I love trains, but you know what else I want to say? I'm always saying this.
That you could watch the next episode.
That was my thing. I was going to say it. I just said I love saying it, and then you just stole.
I was trying to show that I'm listening to you.
Yeah, but now I
hear
now
the
I,
things that you say.
Next episode's out now on Nebula.
And you know what else is on Nebula? You get access to our exclusive after-show podcast, The Layover, where we get into all the behind-the-scenes, all the nitty-gritty strategy, all that good stuff. If you want more jet lag content, that's the premium jet lag viewing experience.
Extra special layover this week because we recorded it live at the Jet Lag Season 13 premiere in New York City, confronted with questions.
Speaking of premium viewer experiences happening in New York City, let me tell you about an incredible show called Abolish Everything.
Whoa.
It's a comedy debate show where comedians roast their pet peeves, arguing why they should be abolished from society, and then are rebutted by the political establishment who just opposes whatever it is that they have said. I am on this week's episode, episode 2. I'm abolishing the dentist, and it's a really fun show, and I think maybe you should check it out.
Do you think we should abolish Deutschbahn?
I think we should certainly abolish Deutschbahn.
Look, if we get another season of that, one of us is going to have to abolish Deutschbahn.
This could be very interesting.
Okay, well, here's the coolest thing.
Whoa! There's more cool information.
I hear you love promo codes, right?
I love a good promo code.
I hate promo codes.
What? Well, Ben, pretend that you like it.
I love promo codes.
Thank you, Ben. Well, Ben, good news. If you go to nebula.tv/jetlag, you can get 40% off an annual subscription. That brings the cost down to like $36 a year.
That's not so many
dollars. $36 a year? That's only $18 every half year.
That's a great deal.
If I just stop buying my twice-year-late 18 dollar burger that pays for Nebula by itself. Wow. Go to nebula.tv/jetlag to sign up. Watch Abolish Everything. Watch the next episode right now. Watch the whole rest of the season early. Listen to the Layover podcast. There are even all those other originals.
Support independent creators.
Support independent creators. Support Ben.
Yeah.
I love you.
Bye.